Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. I'd like to say hello to those who have signed in on Mayapur TV. In Vancouver, Banki Bihari Devidasi. In Paris, Jane the Cat. In Laguna Beach, Sudha Chadha. And in New York, we have Vamana Dev Das. Let's give them a big Hari Bol.
Hari Bol!
All right, so we're in chapter 18, conclusion, the perfection of renunciation, text number 15. Please repeat. Sharira van manobhir yat. Karma prarabhate nara. Nyayang ba viparitang ba. Panchayate tasya hetava. Sharira, the body. Vak, speech. Manobhi, and mind. Yat, which. Karma, work. Prarabhate, begins. Nara, a person. Nyayam, right. Va, or. Viparitam, the opposite. Va, or. Pancha, five. Ete, all these. Tasya, its. Hetava, causes. Please repeat. Whatever right or wrong action a man performs by body, mind, or speech is caused by these five factors. So the sannyasa, he has his danda. The impersonalists have one danda, but the Vaishnava has three danda. And the tridanda refers to body, mind, and speech. The Vaishnava sannyasi vows that with the body, mind, and speech, he's going to completely serve Krishna. But the Vaishnavas add a fourth rod. What does it signify? Even though they're called tridandi sannyasis, they add a fourth danda. Who can tell me what that fourth danda refers to? What's that? No. No. What? Yes. It's called the Jiva danda. It means, why does he do the Jiva danda? Because the impersonalist Eka danda, they make no distinction between Jiva and Paramatma. So the Vaishnava sannyasi does not want to ever make that mistake. So he adds the Jiva danda to remind him, hey, I'm always Jiva. I'm always the dependent living entity. May I never forget, because I don't want to become a Mayavad Ekadandi sannyasi. So that's what happens. Are you ready to proceed?
Yes.
Purport. The words right and wrong are very significant in this verse. Right work is work done in terms of the prescribed directions in the scriptures. And wrong work is work done against the principles of the scriptural injunctions. Where did you hear that before? In what chapter? At the end of chapter 16, Krishna says, therefore, one should know what is duty and what is not duty by Shastra. At the end of chapter 16, Krishna pointed that out. Apart from Shastra, you don't know what is right and wrong. And this is a problem in modern society. Modern society teaches whatever you think is right, that's right. So that means exactly what Bhagavatam says in first canto. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagyahi. Everybody makes up their own religion. Everybody makes up their own philosophy. And therefore we have complete chaos in human society. Because my religion says I can kill and eat cow. There are religions like that. They say it is perfectly all right to kill and eat the cow, but not the pig. You know who I'm talking about, right? And other religions, they say you can do this, but there is a standard. That is the Vedic philosophy. That's the standard. So that's why Krishna is saying you should know what is right and what is wrong by the statements of the Shastras, which are apaurusheya, not compiled by any mundane person. You know, I've mentioned that now comes the test. As far as Hindus, where did the Vedic knowledge originally come from? Ah, specifically who? Yes, to Brahma. Narayan appeared to Brahma and gave him the four verses of Bhagavatam. That's the beginning of Sanatan Dharma. Right there. That's where it starts. All this other stuff, Vedas and this, that's after the fact. The first knowledge is what Narayan, in four verses, speaks to Brahma at the dawn of creation. Beginning of the knowledge is those four verses of Bhagavatam. So when anything else, Hinduism, this, that's after. So that's why what we follow is perfect. Because our Bhagavatam, 18,000 verses, is derived from those four original verses that were spoken to Lord Brahma by Narayan. Where will you read that? Second canto, chapter. Very good. Somebody does their homework. Yes. Four is actually six verses, because Narayan speaks two preliminary, but then there's the four, what is called Chatu Shloki. Alright? So you will know, you will find out when you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya refers to those Chatu Shloki when he's preaching to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and to Prakashananda Saraswati. Especially Prakashananda Saraswati, when he says to Lord Chaitanya, okay, you have convinced me that Shankaracharya was wrong. Now you give the real explanation of Vedanta Sutra. Because first Lord Chaitanya had to prove to Prakashananda Saraswati that Shankaracharya concocted his Mayavad philosophy on purpose. On whose order? Yes, Narayan's order. So the Holy Ghost. Alright? So then Prakashananda said, okay, what is the real explanation of Vedanta? Lord Chaitanya begins with those four nutshell verses of Bhagavatam and gives the correct understanding of Vedanta philosophy. Beginning first, he says that actually, okay, who is the author of Vedanta Sutra? Who's the author? Vyasadeva. So Lord Chaitanya said the author has already written his own commentary known as Srimad Bhagavatam. That's one of the things Lord Chaitanya tells Prakashananda Saraswati. Read the author's own cliff notes. Some of you kids know what cliff notes is? Yeah. When you don't want to read the whole book, you buy the cliff notes. And generally you can get a pretty good grade. I know, I used to do it too. You can get a pretty good grade on whatever the stupid book was. by reading the Cliff Notes. Unless the teacher is really sharp and he asks questions that are not in Cliff books, and the only way you could answer the question is if you read the dumb book. Some teachers are like that. Okay? Because they know. I know these kids. They're lazy. They're not going to read the book. Depends on the teacher. And it depends on the school. If it's a top-notch school, then they make you do the work.
I just have a question. You just said Chatushloki Narayan first gave it to Lord Brahma. This Veda, you know, I read somewhere that it's originally one Veda which was again...
Yes, Vyasadeva took the one Veda.
Originally that was given to Brahma by...
That comes from... Brahma, after reading, after hearing Bhagavatam, everything comes out of Brahma's mouth. Okay, so he, after hearing these, this is the beginning. From that, then he comes with the Veda. Okay, like that. So Vyasadeva took that one Veda at the dawn of Kali Yuga and realized, I got to make it easier for people. So he broke it out into four like that. Because previously they were not written. The guru would speak to the disciple. Disciple would learn it. And then he became the... So there was an oral tradition. But in the beginning of Kali Yuga, it was needed. It's time to write it down.
That's where this last name came, Dvivedi, Trivedi, Chaturvedi. Because they all memorized those.
Names. Yes. Thank you for adding that. Very nice. All right. Everything okay? Good. Let's go to text number 16. Please repeat. Tatraivam sati kartaram Atmanam kevalam dhuya Pasyat yakrita buddhitvan Nasapasyati duramati Tatra, there, evam, thus, sati, being, kartaram, the worker, atmanam, himself, kevalam, only, to, but, ya, anyone who, pasyati, sees, akritta buddhadvat, due to unintelligence, never, he, pasyati, sees, duramati, foolish. So there's a nice, before we go to the translation, when Shukadeva Goswami begins his teachings, does anybody know what canto Shukadeva actually begins instructing Parikshit? Second canto. That's where he begins. So one of the first things that Shukadeva says is, Pashyannapi na pashyati. They see, but they don't see. Meaning, your father has passed away, your great father has passed away, but I am thinking I'm okay. Whereas a transcendentalist is always thinking, I'm next. Am I ready? Right? The foolish person doesn't give any concern to, maybe I should become a little religious now, I'm getting older, maybe I should perform some atonement for my sinful activities, or maybe it's your children and you're trying to engage them and they say, no, wait, come on, I'm young, let me play cricket. I'll do this religious stuff when I get older. But the problem is when they get older, like I've told you the story of that man I met in Panama. The guy was 70 years old. He was still going to the bars and brothels. And he told me, I want to see dancing girls. So he said, I asked him, aren't you, what about death? He goes, oh, when I get older. The guy was 70. He was so crazy. So that's Maya. That's Maya. Maya says, I'm 70. Oh, you got time yet. Everybody thinks, oh, like a Jamil, at the last moment, I'll say Narayan. Maybe, but that's not good management. That's not good spiritual management. Yes?
I bought a Krishna book from my uncle when I was 8 years old. He was like a fanatic for cricket match. So like he was watching my uncle like a book for. Okay, so back to my knees right now, I said, no, after day, take with you.
Very good.
For cricket, you can be anything.
Yes.
Anything. At 7 years old.
Right. All right, shall we do the translation? Therefore, one who thinks himself the only doer, not considering the five factors, is certainly not very intelligent and cannot see things as they are. So this is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is teaching us how to see things as they really are. What is the reality? Whereas those who are not Krishna conscious, they're seeing everything through the imperfect senses. Are the senses perfect? No. They're definitely not perfect. So if I only go by my senses, I'm going to make mistakes. And with those mistakes, I will fall into illusion or Maya. Right, the defects of a conditioned soul. But Krishna is telling us at the end of chapter 16, don't be like that. Don't go by your defective senses. Go by what the Shastras are saying. Because there's this phrase, Jnana Chakshush, eyes of knowledge. Where do you get those eyes of knowledge? By hearing from spiritual authorities. That's how you get. There's the mantra. I chanted it before you came. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurudev. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, but my spiritual master opened my eyes. So when we read Bhagavad Gita, now we're getting a different kind of vision, transcendental vision. Krishna is showing you how to really see, not just see by hear. I gave you the example billions of times. This looks like water, but if somebody wanted to kill me and they put a drop of cyanide, I wouldn't be able to tell. Because I think cyanide is tasteless, right? So, yeah, no. Very good, Batu. You get a ding for that. But to the deceptive senses, it just looks like water. But if somebody had done that, one sip. And in the world of espionage and high politics, that's exactly what happens. All these spies and counter-spies. Now they're killing people. Just, you know, they don't know. Okay, let's go to the purport. A foolish person cannot understand that the super soul is sitting as a friend within and conducting his actions. Although the material causes are the place, the worker, the endeavor, and the senses, the final cause is the supreme, the personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should see not only the four material causes, but the supreme efficient cause as well. One who does not see the supreme thinks himself to be the doer. Same thing. Hiranyakashipu. Now, after Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord Varaha, that's Hiranyaksha, was killed by Lord Varaha, Hiranyakashipu was looking everywhere for Vishnu to retaliate. And Vishnu said, wherever I go, this guy is going to be chasing me. So where can I go where he won't find me? And Vishnu said, ah, I'll go in his heart because he won't look for me there. So when Hiranyakashipu inhaled, Vishnu entered his breath and hid in his heart. Because Hiranyakashipu is a foolish person who thinks everything can be done by me. I don't need to consider. And that's when he asked Prahlad, where do you get your powers from? And Prahlad said, the same place you get your powers from, God. And Hiranyakashipu laughed at his son. There is no God. I am the supreme. And then he said, okay, where's your God? And Prahlad said, my God is everywhere. And again he laughed, everywhere. All right, is he in the pillar? And what did Prahlad say?
Yes.
And what did he see peeking out? Yes. And then Lord Nisringa, to keep true the words of Prahlad, appeared from the pillar and killed Hiranyakashipu. Because Hiranyakashipu was only seeing outside of himself, but a transcendentalist sees inside. All right, let's go to text number 17. Yasya nahang krito bhavo. Buddhir yasya nalipyate. Hatvapi sa imau lokan. Nahanti na nibadyate. So somebody from Sydney, Australia, Monica Sharma, who is the sister of Nandini Radha, who I did a program at her house in January. Monica Sharma, she has just joined us. Everybody say Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
I did a nice program at her house. Very good. I did my Bajahure Mana lecture. All right. Synonyms. Yasya. One whose. Na. Never. Ahankrita. Of false ego. Bhava. Nature. Buddhi. Intelligence. Yasya. One whose. Na. Never. Lipyate. Is attached. Hatva. Killing. Api. Even. Sa. He. Iman. This. Lokan. World. Na. Never. Hunti. Kills. Na. Never. Nibajate. Becomes entangled. All right, let's go back to this word bhava, nature. Who can tell me how is this bhava or nature, how does it come about? How do you get this nature? Good. And how long has it been going on?
Many births.
Yes, you've been developing it birth after birth after birth after birth. What is your original bhava?
Servant of
Krishna. Very good. To be the eternal servant of Krishna. But in the material world, we have developed a different kind of bhava. How to be Krishna's competitor. How to imitate Krishna. So we've been developing our nature for billions of lifetimes. Question. Can this material bhava be changed?
Yes.
How? Good. Ah, that was the word. By association. In other words, in that song, Bajahure Mana, the third line of the first verse, it goes, Bajahure Mana Srinanda Abhayachara Durlabha Manava Janama Satsanga. So by associating with the spiritual master, the Shastras, the Hare Krishna, the devotees, then your nature can be purified. Not really changed, but purified. Gradually, your original pure nature starts to come out from the materially contaminated. That's why Lord Chaitanya's first instruction is Chaito Dharm. Cleanse that mind. Cleanse that nature. Scrub it clean. So that eventually the real you, the real nature, comes out. All right. Very good. I am very much appreciating. I forgot how advanced you guys all are. Yes, Batuk, you're advanced. Don't worry. I forgot. Please repeat. One who is not motivated by false ego.
One who is not motivated by false ego.
Whose intelligence is not entangled. Though he kills men in this world,
does not kill,
nor is he bound by his actions. So I referred to this verse earlier tonight. So false ego, Advaita Chandra, what is false ego? I asked Advaita Chandra, I am this body, I am the doer. Okay, very good. Excellent. False ego. And let's see. Rohan, what is true ego? Are you proud? Are you proud? You're not proud? Your son just answered the question. Ah, so you're not proud of him, huh? Very good. Excellent. Very excellent. Jai. All right. Very good. Let's look at the purport. In this verse, the Lord informs Arjuna that the desire not to fight arises from false ego. Arjuna thought himself to be the doer of action, but he did not consider the supreme sanction within and without. What is the supreme sanction within? Super soul. What is the supreme sanction without? Krishna. You could also say super soul too. Yes, but you could say Krishna. If one does not know that a super sanction is there, why should he act? But one who knows the instruments of work, himself as the worker, and the Supreme Lord as the Supreme Sanctioner, is perfect in doing everything. Yes, in chapter 13, Krishna said, Upadastahi Anumanta, that as Super Soul I am overseeing and permitting, or sanctioning, as he says here, Sanctioner. Just like for the children, the parents are the sanctioner. Until they leave the house, the children cannot do anything unless the parents say yes. Why they live under the house. Once they're out of the house, then they become the sanctioner. But in the house, I have classic experience of that. I went through that at the age of 19. My father let me know who's the sanctioner. You don't want to be the sanctioner? There's the door. And I had to get out because I no longer wanted to accept him as sanctioner. Okay, let's continue. Such a person is never in illusion. Personal activity and responsibility arise from false ego and godlessness or a lack of Krishna consciousness. Anyone who is acting in Krishna consciousness under the direction of the Super Soul or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though killing does not kill, nor is he ever affected by the reaction of such killing. When a soldier kills under the command of a superior officer, he is not subjected to be judged. But if a soldier kills on his own personal account, then he is certainly judged by a court of law. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.